Here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Ritz, one thing I have been impressed with, really outside of maybe seven quarters, the two times you played Penn State in the last three quarters, the first time you played Ohio State in Columbus, that your offense has been able to score points, and you've had inexperienced quarterbacks in Threaton Sheridan, freshmen like Robinson and 4CA, but the defense has been brutal your first 2 years at Michigan. Tell me how that defense is going to get better and help you win games in September, October, November.
Well, the first thing we got to do is get better fundamentally. You know, we've got to tackle better. We got to get off blocks better. You know, we got to react to the ball a little bit quicker. And those are fundamental things that, you know, we'll work on quite a bit this spring, and we'll work on the first couple weeks in August. So that's the first thing. And then the scheme-wise, you know, our defensive staff obviously has got to look at what our guys' abilities are and try to put them in a position to make plays. And that's probably easier said than done, but at the same time, it starts with the fundamentals getting better. And so far this spring, you know, yesterday wasn't the best day defensively for us because we had a few things we were installing. So their minds might have been slowing down their feet a little bit. But other than that, I think our really guys have gotten better fundamentally. We've really tackled pretty well this spring. And we got to continue to do that. We've got, you know, five practices left. And I don't really count the spring game because that's kind of a scrimmage there's not, you know, no fundamental teaching there. That's more just of a kind of a see what the guys have got and let them go out there and have some fun. But we got a few practices left that we really got to get better. And our guys know that. You know, they're accustomed to having great defenses here over the years. And the last 2 years certainly have not been to our standards. And hopefully this fall will be different.
Rich, have you talked with Greg Robinson, your defensive coordinator, and just been brutally honest and looked him in the face in a meeting or privately or over lunch or breakfast and said, you know what, we have to find a way to be better defensively?
Well, I don't have, you know, I talk with all the staff about every area, which we've got to improve, and we'll continue to do that. But Greg is a very experienced guy, and as are the rest of our defensive coaches, and they know our issues and our problems and things we got to do to get them fixed. And some of it last year, you know, defensively was just simply a lack of numbers. You know, we were 23 or 24 scholarship guys defensively into the latter half of the year, and normally those numbers need to be around 40 or 42 guys. And so our numbers will be better this year, at least numbers-wise. Now, some of them will be freshmen and inexperienced, but at the same time, we'll at least have more depth to work with. And as a coach, I've got to make sure that going forward that we had those numbers balanced on each side of the ball, and that defensively at least have enough bodies that we can put the guys in case we get a few injuries down the road.
Speaking of bodies, DeMar Dorsey could be a kid that could come in out of Florida and start at safety. There was some talk that he's enrolled at a junior college in Kansas in case he doesn't get into Michigan. What's his status, Rich?
Well, we still have a few guys that we are still waiting on from the enrollment procedure and finishing out high school and in a proper way. But, you know, I think if anybody would say we're going to count on this freshman or that true freshman is probably jumping the gun a little bit. I think, you know, there's no question for us. We signed a few guys on offense and defense and on special teams, for instance, that may come in and be able to contribute. But, they, you know, to say that this guy is locked in to do that or that, I think it's way, way too early. You know, probably the freshman that has the best opportunity to play early would be Will Hagrup, the punter. You know, Will's an outstanding talent, and with the graduation of Zoltan Mesko, you know, Will probably has the best opportunity of all those freshmen to play.
Ritz, do you feel a number is necessary in the fall for this program for you to keep moving things forward? Is it going to a bowl game? Is it 8 wins, 7 wins? Is there anything that you see you need to do this fall at Michigan?
Well, I think we got to continue to progress. I think, you know, I've never been one to put on a number before the season, whether I have a truly veteran experienced team coming back or if I have a young team. I think we got to make progress in building our program. I think we made some steps last year, but not nearly as many as we needed to and want to, and I think we'll continue to do that this year. Well, I think we'll make some more steps in doing that and building the program. You know, as I mentioned, we got 12 seniors on this year's team, but it's going to be, I think, a really good senior class, and you know, I really like the way our team is working. I like the way that they, you know, feel that they have something to prove, as do the coaches. But I told the players and the staff, we always have that. You know, no matter if you win all your games and everything goes great, you're still going to have something to prove. So, you know, we have a lot to prove, and hopefully we can prove some more things this fall.
Do you feel the pressure to win right now, Rich? I'm talking about 2010.
I feel it every year, you know, and that's not coach speak. I mean, I've felt it, you know, when I first took the job, and I felt it, you know, when I was at West Virginia with a veteran team coming back and ranked in the top five. I felt it my first year as a head coach at Glenville State College in 1990. So I think it coaches, you put so much on yourself to have success and to build a program the right way that I don't know that any external talk or pressure can add to that.
Rich, what about your players? How have they handled all the on the field, off the field, in season, out of season? How have your players handled all the stories, both good and bad?
I think they've handled pretty well. As I told them, our kind of sanctuary is over here at Schembechler Hall. When they come over here for practice or they come over here to lift weights, you know, I see smiles on their faces. I see a happy team. It's a great group of guys. And same thing as a staff. I got a great staff, and it's fun to come to work every day. It's going to be even more fun in the future, you know, when we're winning games and going to bowl games and competing for championships and do all those things that we aspire and hope to be doing very soon. You know, it's going to be even more fun. But it's not like you know, some people want to paint a picture of doom and gloom, and then they come over to Schembechler Hall and you know they don't feel that. They see guys, you know, enjoying what they're doing and working hard, and as I mentioned, love being part of the program. And I think recruits are seeing the same thing when they visit. And when they visit, you know, our coaches or sit down and talk with our players and all that, they sense and see the same thing. So, you know, like I said, it's on its way, and I hope, you know, our aspirations are for our great fans and the people that love and follow our program. They'll get to see that too on those Saturdays in the fall.
You believe you will win Big Ten titles and BCS bowl games at Michigan?
Sure. Absolutely.
Rich Rodriguez, head coach at Michigan, joining us here on the Huge Radio Network. One thing, Rich, before I let you go, the new athletic director, David Brandon. Have you had conversations with him? Your thoughts on David Brandon and also what he brings to the table compared to the guy who hired you and Bill Martin?
Yeah. You know, Bill did a tremendous job in his 9 or 10 years of improving the facilities and getting the fiscally getting the program on track, and just I thought he did in my 2 years he was very, very supportive, and I think he was very supportive of all the athletic teams, and now with Dave Brandon, Dave is a very, very intelligent guy. I think he's going to be terrific. I think he's already been terrific. You know, he's a great communicator. You know, he's been in that big world. He kind of understands and sees the big picture, and he also understands, you know, football. You know, being a former player here, and he understands the university, having been involved with our university in many aspects. So I think Dave Brandon is going to be a great benefit, not only to me and our student-athletes, and he's already had conversations with our student-athletes about the future, and we've had several talks and meetings about, you know, helping those guys above and beyond when their careers are over, athletic careers are over. And so I think he's been great, and I think he'll continue to take this athletic department to another level.
Has David Brandon told you what he expects from you, Rich?
Oh, we've had some conversations. We've, you know, in detail, and I would, you know, rather keep that private on what we discussed. But a lot of it was basically, this is where the program is at. This is where we're going forward. And Dave, like I said, he's been around a little bit. He doesn't know everything that's happening. But I wanted him to be around as much as he could be, and I'm sure he will. He's been to several practices. We've had a few meetings and talked about issues and things in the program, and it's been terrific to be able to sit down and talk to him and trade some ideas on him. And more than anything, just let him know where we're at and where we plan to go. And I think he sees that our vision and our passion and all that is in line with what he would expect.
Rich, thank you so much for answering the questions. Always great to catch up with you, my friend, okay?
Okay, good talking to you.
All right, Rich Rodriguez, head football coach at the University of Michigan, joining us here as our roadshow is live on the west side of the state. The Tigers Class A farm affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, open up their season tomorrow in Lake County. Their home opener is Sunday versus Fort Wayne, 2 o'clock game. Gates open at noon. First 1,000 fans get a Snuggie-style blanket from Fifth Third Bank. The first 1,000 kids eat free, and you can get autographs and play catch on the field before the game. Kids run the bases after the game. Buy and print your tickets online at WhitecapsBaseball.com, and also Tiger fans all across the state. Go to WhitecapsBaseball.com. Make plans to see Jacob Turner, 6'5", 220-pound kid. I just saw him. He will pitch in West Michigan this year, and he will join us later here on the Huge Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is being brought to you by the leaders in law at Halpert, Weston, Worry, and Sosh. Attorneys serving Michigan since 1974. If personal tragedy is affecting your life, talk to the legal professionals with over 100 years of experience in serving their clients. Find out more at leadersinlaw.com. That's leadersinlaw.com. Halpert, Weston.